One final question for this week. Dominic, this has come in from Scott Wilson, and he said that he's had a question that no one he's heard has yet addressed. And he said, since Antarctica is so dry it's practically a desert and a bit cold, but it has a very high average elevation, why don't we put our telescopes down in Antarctica?
Well, it's absolutely true that there are, on the face of it, some reasons why Antarctica would be a good place for a telescope. It is high up, so you're above most of the Earth's atmosphere. It's very dry because the air can't actually hold that much water. And also, you don't have a lot of turbulence in the atmosphere that causes the twinkling of stars, because you don't have this daily temperature change between daytime and nighttime. It's not quite true to say that there aren't telescopes at the South Pole. There are infrared and there are microwave telescopes down there. Those are wavelengths which are particularly sensitive to water vapour, because water actually absorbs microwave radiation, and that's how microwave ovens make food hot. But there have been a lot of technical challenges associated with getting those telescopes down there. One of the first problems is that you can't actually weld metal at the temperatures you have at the South Pole. So you either have to make your telescope elsewhere and then transport it in one big lump. Well, that's not possible. Or you have to screw everything together with nuts and bolts. So I think the South Pole telescope actually has more nuts and bolts in it than any other telescope anywhere in the world, and it's essentially made out of Meccano. Another problem you have is that when you're working on the telescope, you want it to be at a nice temperature, say around 20 degrees Celsius. But when you open the dome and you're looking at the sky, it's going to cool down to the ambient temperature, which could be below minus 70 degrees C. So you've got a shift of getting on for 100 degrees C between your maintenance temperature and your operating temperature. And as different materials expand and contract at different rates, that can seriously warp the shape of your telescope components. And the other problem, which I found really fascinating, was that, of course, the South Pole is made of ice, and ice is a material that flows. And that means when you move your telescope around the sky, your foundations shift, and you end up having no idea which direction you're looking in, and you have to just look at the sky and try and work out what you're looking at. So I think one of the main reasons why Antarctica hasn't been considered is simply the technical difficulties of getting a telescope down there. But for optical astronomy, there is the other issue that it never actually gets very dark at the South Pole. In, let's say, Europe, the sun is high in the sky in the daytime, but that conversely means that it sinks a long way below the horizon in the night. Now, at the South Pole, because the sun never gets very high above the horizon in the day, it conversely never gets very far below the horizon at night. And that means you have very long periods of twilight. And there's actually only a period of 1 or perhaps 2 months in midwinter when it's really, truly dark and you could do useful astronomical observation.
That's all we have for this month's Naked Astronomy. Do join us next time for more space science news, interviews and answers to your questions. In the meantime, keep your comments and questions coming in by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. You can also follow The Naked Scientists on Twitter, that's @NakedScientists, or join us on Facebook, that's thenakedscientists.com/Facebook. Naked Astronomy is produced by me, Ben Valsler, from The Naked Scientists, and it comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.